W1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic
ABC
Media
News,
app.
I'm Inez de la Quatera. A near tragedy near Chattanooga, Tennessee. A FedEx cargo plane crashed last night with three people on board, all surviving without injury. The Boeing 757 jet was apparently experiencing landing gear failure during its final approach to the airport. It crash-landed and skidded off the runway. A shooting in Massachusetts strikes an innocent pregnant woman and takes the life of her baby.
Gunfire erupted in Holyoke, 90 miles west of Boston, after authorities say three people got into a fight. A stray bullet traveled through the bus, hitting the pregnant woman sitting inside. The district attorney says doctors delivered her baby, but the newborn did not survive.
ABC's Rhiannon Alley. Three suspects identified. It turns out they were injured in a fight that escalated. They were taken to hospitals in custody. And no winner again in last night's $1 billion-plus Powerball jackpot. Next drawing going up to $1.4 billion Saturday night for the third largest prize in Powerball history. This is ABC News. Oil prices taking a serious slide on Wednesday, dropping $5 a barrel. That's the biggest single-day fall in more than a year. Part of the reason, fears of a recession. There's also lower demand for gasoline, and experts say that could all drive down prices at the pump. Hollywood actors still in talks with studios to try and find a way to end their strike that started back in July. And now that writers have their deal in place, another show that went dark is getting ready to return.
It's Saturday Night Live.
Saturday Night Live is gearing up for a new season, announcing a start date of October 14th, the first show since the start of the writer's strike in May. Pete Davidson will host with rapper Ice Spice as the musical guest, and then Bad Bunny will host and perform October 21st. And even though Hollywood actors are still on strike, SAG-AFTRA says it has no problem with the performers or hosts, noting in a statement that the show is under a different contract and is not part of the strike and will not be picketed. Jason Nathanson, ABC News, Hollywood.
Inez de la Quatera, ABC News.
Wisconsin is facing an unprecedented threat, a constitutional crisis that would overrule the votes of nearly 2 million Wisconsinites who voted in the state Supreme Court election this past April. It's a threat made by some extremist Republicans who are desperate to overturn a fair and democratic election so they can hold on to power. Instead of focusing on the issues we really care about, they are threatening to illegally impeach Justice Janet Protasiewicz without evidence before she's even ruled on a single case. Removing Justice Janet Protasiewicz from office would threaten our democracy and overrule the will of the people. But it's not too late to protect your vote and stand up for the rule of law. Tell your state legislators not to overturn the results of an election. Tell them to oppose the illegal impeachment of Justice Janet Protasiewicz. Contact your state legislators at 1-800-362-9472, then visit defendjustice.us to learn more about how you can help stop the illegal impeachment of Justice Janet. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
The Todd Alba Show.
You can't impeach someone before they've committed an alleged crime. Even principled conservatives are going to look at that action and say, come on, what's going on?
The Todd Alba Show.
Dan Knoedl, Republican of Germantown, said he was moving forward to uphold his quote-unquote constitutional duty, which is a joke.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
It's the wild west of how students are using generative AI.
As educators, there's sort of six responses that we can have to these new tools. We could ignore it. Mm-hmm. We could ban it. We can try and outfox it. We can teach about it. We can actually teach it, or we can teach with it. I think the most exciting one, of course, is to teach with it.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
He shouldn't even have BLTs. They're a terrible sandwich.
Oh, I love BLTs.
That's so like
Is the one deli sandwich I could have.
Greg, don't yuck my yum, dude. I will.
We've already established on this show today that Greg is happy to judge people's yums.
Bring me your yums, for I am the yum judge.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Do support the legalization, regulation, and taxation of legal cannabis in the state of Wisconsin. You said yes, Melissa. That was like 12 years ago. What do you think the hangup is?
It's the Republicans. They're suffering from reefer madness. They're out of touch legislators in the Capitol building who don't want to give a win to Governor Evers and Democrats.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup. Civic Media radio stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay, and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Thank you very much. Good Thursday morning to you, coming your way from Green Bay. And I kind of a little bit of a brisk 53 degrees out there morning.
Change.
A little bit of a change. You just feel it in the air today.
You wait.
Today's the day you feel it in the air.
Right. We had Brittany Merlot on, and she said, you know, Wednesday,
by
Thursday.
The end of the week.
Yep. 55 is going to be the high. But
Facebook is just loaded with pictures from the UP. Of
the colors. Oh, yeah.
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
Gorgeous.
It's unbelievable.
Even my hometown, right by Goose Lake, it's always, there's just great pictures of the colors. If folks are looking for someplace to go, you go to the UP right now. The colors are amazing.
And that is a great couple days because you're relaxed.
No question. Yeah.
It just, that just puts you in a mood of like, you know, being grateful. It's like, this is, I am so lucky to be here right now. You know, we had spent too much money going out to Maine to look at their leaves. And it's expensive. Rental cars are expensive. Hotels are expensive. And it's called leafing. I mean, it's a marketing program that they do.
I've never heard of
and
that.
And people go, you fly into Boston, rent a car, you go to Maine. And it's great. I mean, we had a great time, some covered bridges. But, you know, I don't know, a couple thousand dollars. And I came back. I said, we got that right here. You know, we could drive up to...
Yeah, no question.
And it's beautiful.
It's beautiful.
And the restaurants are good. The customer service is friendly. I don't know how much, you know, you stay overnight if you want, but that's a great weekend.
I will say this, though. People are shocked at the price of hotels in Marquette. Really high. When I went up for a wedding early last summer, $300.
In Marquette?
In Marquette. Yeah.
Wow. That's a lot.
It was a new place, but it was the only place because there's so much going on there.
Yeah.
That there's always, you know, they've got that dome, which is really cool, the Upper Dome, they call it. And they got all kinds of hockey facilities. And there's always something going on, which is great for the community. But the hotel rooms are fairly scarce. And you'd be surprised how expensive they can be.
That supply and demand. But I don't know that it's that busy. I don't know what's going on up there now. But, I mean, that is a great weekend. I think some people drive up, drive back. But to spend a weekend, have dinner, and look at the leaves, that's a cool thing, and that you only have a window, right? 2 weeks, maybe.
Yeah, three. Sandra Rank, you know, of course, our Tuesday specialist. She went up there. You know, she took her granddaughter up there last week, and Presque Isle there in Marquette. That was just gorgeous, just unbelievable. And it's a beautiful area up there. Right now is when you have to hit it, though, because they might have a foot of snow in a week.
Well, one
and bad. And you know what? You don't see a leaf until May.
Except for on the streets.
Yes.
Sometimes you don't get the leaves picked up in time, and then they're...
Oh, isn't that the worst?
Yeah, it is. It is.
Yeah.
It is. And they're... you drive around, there's a lot of leaves on those trees.
Oh,
I mean,
man.
A lot. I remember I was stressed about that, but are we going to get the leaves picked up before the first snowfall? It's a little bit tricky, but you know, a lot of times we got it done. And people can always take the leaves and do it themselves, but We do provide that service in the city of Green Bay. I don't know what other communities.
But you know,
do.
Another thing about the UP is you got to stop at these small little restaurants.
Right. That's it. That's
just
the
mom
of it.
And pops.
That's a little bit like Maine, though, Johnny. I mean, too.
Don't go up there and then go to a chain.
No. That's why you. That's the beauty of leafing. It's yeah. the every tree's a little bit different. Every restaurant's a little bit different. And if you can find a hotel for you know less than $100, right. I don't know if they have Oof. Those. No?
Well, I you know sometimes when I go visit my mom. She stayed at an assisted living home, and there is this tiny little roadside motel. Right. And not? It looks like something out of a movie from the 50s. You know, where some guy's running from the law, and he hides out at this little motel. I always enjoyed that. I want to say it was like $31 a night.
Wow. Okay, yeah. Okay.
But now, you know what? Now I wouldn't do that. You know why? Did you hear about what's going on in Paris?
Yeah, the bed bugs.
Bed bugs. Yeah. So I'm always worried about that bringing back bed bugs.
Yeah. No, I yeah.
How do you get rid of them?
I don't know how you get. Well, that's a serious thing to get rid of them. You got to bring in the equipment and put them in like these the cases and getting rid of them. But seeing if they're there, there was just something in the paper about how to detect or how to check your room for bed bugs. But I don't know. That's Paris. I think people do a pretty.
But you got the Olympics coming up.
Yeah.
How do you get rid of mice? My house in Manitowoc got mice.
I know. I feel bad.
I can hear them in the walls. How do you get rid of them?
You know, I think you got to get the cat, but then you're going to have to get rid of the cat, right? Do you like cats?
No, I don't like cats.
I didn't think you did. So
they kind of make me sneeze and everything.
Oh, you're allergic?
I'm not saying I'm allergic to them, but I don't break out in hives or anything. Todd, you seem like a cat guy.
No. Oh, no.
What makes you say that?
I don't know. He just seems like a cat guy.
Yeah.
Maybe. A guy with a haircut like that seems like right. You have a cat.
The fade, that would give you that. Yeah, cat. Yeah. But so you could trap them. You have no problem taking them out of the trap.
No.
But
mice?
No, no, you. No, you would. I would just say, but.
Yeah, I did. I put one of those sticky things and I got one.
But then don't they squeal when they get in the sticky thing?
I didn't hear them. I don't know.
But at that decon, I think you got to be a little bit careful with. One is your dog could eat it, which is.
I don't have a dog.
Okay. If you put the decon, though, well, they can eat it and then go into a place and die and then can smell.
I believe that.
Whereas the trap. Just get them right away.
You know what I did? Okay, so it was one of those sticky ones. So yeah, then what I did is I took them and I put them out in my backyard by these trees, these cedar trees.
Yeah.
Okay, just to see what would happen. And it was gone the next day. So it's like, did somebody grab it? Did something grab it? Or did it get out of there?
I hope it didn't get out of there. Just sticky, why didn't you? Why? You let them just be stuck to it?
Yeah. What am I supposed to do?
Put him out of its misery. It's a mouse. So, anyway, so get the cat, Johnny.
All right.
I think, well, I don't know.
I'm not getting a cat.
Well, how are you going to get rid of the mice?
I don't know. Todd, do you know?
No, I would call an exterminator,
to
be
honest. She did. Julie did. And it was like 3 months wait.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Can you tell where they're coming in?
She says she'd hear it in the walls.
Oh, that's always fun.
Yeah. And I think. They can breed, so I would.
Oh, they breed like bunnies.
So I would get on that, like. Today.
I know, but what are you gonna do?
Tell the guy you'll pay him more. Tell him you're John Mino. Tell him you give him a free ad on our show. How's that, Johnny? Okay. Of course, it doesn't sound like he needs the business if he's 3 months
right,
out.
Right, exactly. What if I just drilled a hole in the wall, okay, and just put in some like rat poison, or mice poison, something? Would they come around to it?
But they're gonna die in the wall, though. It's gonna smell. I think. Yeah, I think you'd be careful with that.
All right.
Then you're gonna be.
Well, how do you draw them out then to kill them?
Yeah, I'm with Todd. Call the exterminator and just give the guy, say, look, I'll give him extra money. Say, look, I'll give you $100 cash if you come over.
What do they
tomorrow.
Do? I mean, if I knew what they did, maybe I could just do it.
I think they can actually kind of pinpoint where they're getting in.
Okay.
They're pretty good at that.
Somebody said, you know what somebody told her? They hate steel wool and they can't like eat through it. So if you think you know where some other, but they can get in a hole the size of like a nickel, can't
right.
they?
Oh, yeah.
Don't they flatten their skulls or something?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I would not like, I don't like mice. I
don't either.
Yeah, we got to get on that.
Yeah.
Somebody's got to help Johnny out.
Help me out on that, folks.
In Manitowoc.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we got
to get on that. And you know that with winter coming, they're going to try to find a warm spot and just hunker down.
But Todd, just for the record, let's just share with our listeners how Johnny's being the good husband. He's got a nice condo here above us in downtown Green Bay, and his wife is at home with the mice.
Yeah. And?
Well, no. So I'm just saying it doesn't bother you as much as it would if you were at home.
Well, no, but I think you being a Manitowoc guy.
Yes.
Born and raised in Two Rivers.
I am.
I would think you would know more about, you know, mice infestation on the lakeshore and how to get rid of them. I mean, did your llama used to kill them or your Shetland pony or somebody like that?
He didn't like mice either.
Cowboy Dave just texted and he said, call Billy the Exterminator.
Okay. Oh, remember that show?
I don't know if I do.
That was from the TV show, Billy the Exterminator.
Oh, no.
Oh, don't you remember that he always wore leather pants and the big thing? You remember that?
No.
Oh,
neither does
man.
Todd, so I don't feel so.
You don't remember the TV show Billy the Exterminator?
No, I'm going to look it up, though.
Billy, we got a call here. There's a rattlesnake in somebody's porch. I'll go get him, Mom. They're from, like, Mississippi or Louisiana?
Sounds about right. I lived down there for a while.
Wow.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll tell you what. You know what I'm fascinated by? You know what my favorite fascination is?
Careful.
Rattlesnakes.
Oh, God.
So I don't know why. I used to do science projects on rattlesnakes because my brother, when he was in the Army in New Mexico, he used to kill them and send me the rattles all the time.
Oh, yeah.
And everybody has a certain type of thing they watch all the time on videos on their phone. I watch snake wrangling.
Yeah, I've seen that with those guys with that little stick.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
That, you be careful with that.
Well, I'm just watching it on my phone. Okay. I think I'm okay.
Yeah. Those guys get bit. They die. They never show that.
No, they don't. Those guys know what they're doing. I just think I might, you know what? I might open a business in Green Bay. Snake wrangling. You know that, to be honest with you.
You wouldn't have any competition because you'd be the only one.
To be totally honest with you, that would get rid of these mice more than anything.
A snake?
Uh-huh. Put a pine snake in there, that thing would clean them out like
probably,
you can't believe.
You're probably right about that.
That is, yeah. They're unbelievable.
Well, okay, so maybe you're onto something. Drill a hole.
Put a pine snake in there.
But how do you get, what would attract him out? You don't want him living in, dying in the wall either.
I'm not thinking it down that far yet.
John Mino, snake wrangler.
Hey, John, like most of my projects, I haven't thought that for another role.
I haven't thought that one through. It's a good question, but I'm not there yet.
Yeah, good idea. We'll just take it from there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But so mice, this is the time, though, to get it, or else they're going to be there all winter.
I know. That's what I mean.
Okay. We got to get that.
Yes. Give somebody help me, please.
Get me that guy's number that said you're 3 months out. I'll go see what I can do.
All right. Well, we're kind of. All right. Anyway. We got a big show. Hey, for Throwback Thursday, former Packer quarterback Randy Wright will be joining us.
He's a pretty good friend of yours.
Great friend of mine. Really great friend. And you know, I want to talk a little bit because he was in the same situation as a Jordan Love.
Right.
You know, Lynn Dickey retired, of course. Randy took over. Didn't have a lot of playing experience. And how tough that is to try to be a leader on a team when you're young and, you know, maybe you don't have the greatest talent around you.
Yeah.
And things like that. And I know we had Randy on about a month or so ago, maybe a little bit longer. And we had some technical issues. There was something happened with the computer. So I don't think we even archived it. So we're going to have him on today. That's going to be at about 7:06. Talk with folks from the National Railroad Museum, which is a cool place with what they've got going on there. Hey, how cool was that yesterday? Was it yesterday? We spoke at the Optimists.
That was yesterday.
I'm weird like that. Is that an old guy thing where it's like, when was that?
Well, I think
that was yesterday, Johnny.
I hope it's just an old guy thing. Yeah. Yes, we spoke at St. Brendan's Inn.
Which is a great place.
Yeah, it is.
And they've got the pumpkin squash soup.
Which Johnny really wanted. And I said, I don't know if they still have that.
I got to tell you something, Todd. So we're both trying to do our plant-based thing.
Yeah, yeah.
So you put in order for the salad,
right? I did.
Very nice salad, little vinaigrette. The other option was cheeseburger and fries.
Okay.
Should have seen the size of those cheeseburgers. we're eating our little piece of cucumber.
We walked out of there.
And
here's
people getting these massive cheeseburgers.
We walked out of there and we're like, who the hell said salad?
No willpower. Mind on the mayor. We got a lot going on today here on a Thursday morning in downtown Green Bay. Back right after this. It's just a job.
Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Well, you had a little chat with management yesterday, and I did suggest a daily limo and a fruit plate.
How did they take that?
That didn't seem to take that seriously for some reason.
I have full faith in you. You've been doing this for a long time. And you have Greg Bach.
I got a call from management this morning saying if I would be interested in taking on new roles as a driver and buying fruit plates. That's a career opportunity.
Put that on your resume, baby.
Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Under the helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown.
down.
Jordan Love was 15 for 27 for 245 yards and 3 TDs against a JV team.
Oh, my God. I mean, I don't like Chicago, but I ain't going to call them a JV team. They suck, but it's a slap in the face. Okay. I'm laughing at y'all Bear fans.
I know, man.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger with Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday mornings at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Mino and the Mayor.
I want to talk about the two of you. And what I love the most about it is the excitement for Green Bay. You guys, both of you have a passion for our area. When you talk about the local events, you're not just talking about, hey, it's at this location at this time. Like, you know, oh, there's this race that they do or they do this cake thing. Like, you know it so well. And I love the energy that you bring to this show.
We day mornings from 6 until 8 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
And on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. Overcast today with a chance for scattered showers. Daytime highs approaching 72. Winds out of the southwest, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Slight chance for scattered rain showers again. Tonight, lows dip down to about 45. Mainly clear skies. Cloudy skies. Tomorrow, scattered rain showers likely. High temperatures reach up to 56. Temperatures a bit below average Saturday and Sunday with highs in the low 50s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 51.
Mino and the Mayor in the morning and the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Here, coming your way from downtown Green Bay, downtown Oshkosh and ports in between, 97.9 FM, 1590 AM, 98.3 FM, and 1100 AM, WISS in Oshkosh, 53 in Green Bay, 53 in Appleton, 52 in Oshkosh, 621 in the morning on a beautiful Thursday morning, except for the fact that the Milwaukee Brewers' beautiful season came to a crushing end last night. Did you watch that, Todd?
I saw parts of it.
They got off to a good start once again, and they were cruising. They didn't give up a hit, I think, to the sixth inning. It was a home run and no hitter going. And then the wheels just absolutely fell off, and the season comes to an end just like that.
They're done?
Done.
Wow.
Yeah.
I've been watching the competition for the Speaker of the House.
The what?
I'm totally into that. We're not supposed to talk politics.
I got to tell you something.
I love
that. No, but I
got to
tell you something really funny. I saw a headline yesterday, like on my phone, you know, things pop up. And I went, holy bleep. What? What happened? Said McCarthy ousted. I thought it was Coach McCarthy in Dallas.
Clickbait. Okay.
I thought Jerry Jones fired him already.
My mind went actually someplace else when I heard McCarthy was ousted. So
what did you hear? Well, what did you think? Same thing?
Well, no, I was thinking about somebody else that we had worked with before.
So yes! I
was
like, what? Yes. I know exactly who you mean. You're right. Yes. A guy we used to work with.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Okay.
A radio person.
All right.
Yeah.
I've been kind of watching that. I didn't even watch the Brewers thing. I knew they were playing this week, but okay. So that's too bad. They're done.
Yeah.
There's no playbacks or anything. They're just out.
Yeah. And it's really great timing because I was over at Channel 5 shooting my big promos of, hey, join me for a trip to Arizona to cheer on the Brew Crew in March. It's like, but they're playing at home. You got home field advantage. You think you're going to win a game at least. And it was...
Did they get, like, killed or what was...
No, 5-2. But they led 2-0. Both games they led and then gave up the leads and just, yeah.
So is it like, are people's heads on the chopping block now or is it just go on to another season?
I don't know. That'll be interesting because
okay, I don't follow baseball.
Their manager's contract is up.
Uh-oh.
That's
not good timing.
And there's rumors that the Yankees, because the guy that took over for the Yankees used to be with the Brewers, there's rumors that he might try to purge him, so to speak.
Yeah.
I mean, they had such a good regular season, especially the second half. But one of the things, terrible timing, they lost basically their best pitcher, Woodruff, on Sunday, his last start in the regular season. does something to his shoulder, and he's out then for whatever. So they lost one, their best pitcher, which the timing was terrible. Last regular game of the season.
Are you following the funding of the enhancements?
Kind of. You know, I don't get too caught up in those things. Okay,
but I think it helps if you're winning.
Yeah, no question. Well, they do draw well, though. No matter what, yeah, they sure draw well.
That's a great stadium. I'm okay with.
Howard, you tell me, as a former politician or whatever, a man who's, you know, dealt with those kind of things, because there's, you know what, and the reason I don't get caught up in that, Jim, is because for all my years in radio and TV and the whole thing, that's always gone on, okay?
Yeah.
And you got some people that say, these guys are billionaires. Why should taxpayers have to buy them a playground? Then there's the other side that says, hey, 8,000 people somehow are affected by, you know, that entity being in our town as far as getting paychecks because of that. So, you know, what is it's a two-sided coin.
It's also, Johnny, nobody is locked into where they are. It's competitive. I mean, you say, well, why should we build these guys a playground? It's like, because 10 other cities will.
Yeah.
I mean, it is a little bit of a race to the bottom for cities. I mean, I you know, we always had a good relationship with you know, the Packers, and I think a lot of teams do. But you look at, you know, St. Louis.
Yeah.
They didn't get along.
The football team twice.
Right. And money over marketing, a couple things.
But there's also the chicken and egg thing. Like, okay, Tampa Bay, the Devil Rays, they made the playoffs this year. Okay.
Yeah.
They had 19,000 people at their game. Yeah. Everybody else had 40,000, 45,000. They had 19,000, but yet they just passed a thing to build a $3 billion stadium.
Wow.
Why do you? So it's like they're betting on if you build it, they will come. Or what happens? You build it for $3 billion and then it's still empty.
Yeah. What do they do? What is that sport? Is that baseball?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we were talking baseball here, Jim. Okay. Should I go slower?
There's little snippets I'm going to put together for a Christmas party. Okay. That's going to be one of them right there.
Let me slow it down here. We're talking baseball playoffs. We're talking Brewer Stadium.
And then
we're
mentioned a team that I
didn't. Tampa Bay Devil Rays.
And I didn't know if that was hockey. I didn't
got
know,
it. Okay.
Understood. Okay. I know it wasn't.
Yeah, because we were switching to hockey.
Okay. John.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. Anyway. First of all, half the revenues for the team come in through advertising. The other half is attendance, right? About?
I guess.
Okay. So the other thing is I'm sure the team said to the city that, look, if we have facilities, it's going to help recruitment. That's why everybody said we got Reggie White. And if we have that, we're going to become a winning team. So, yeah, there's a little risk in that. But they believe in it. I also think it's good for a community to have something to rally around.
Oh, no question.
No question. But you know, how much is too much? $3 billion, that's a lot of money. I mean, yeah. Think about the Packers Stadium, and that was only what, $350 million.
Yeah.
Then the Bears built that thing for what, $7 million? And
has it only been like the last year where the B word
has become, that's what I'm saying,
like common?
Well, didn't Jerry kind of drive that up a little bit? Was he close?
Jerry Jones?
Yeah, in at AT&T.
Maybe, I don't know.
I don't know how much that stadium was, but you know, I mean, LA.
You know, those big numbers like that, they lose me.
That's why they do it.
There's no relevancy. Yeah, it's not like, you know, if we talk the difference between 50,000 and 75,000, I would be all over that.
Right.
But when you're talking those numbers, that's a different playground.
And I think, John,
that's playground of the mind.
That's a really good point, though. And when I teach, I tell students, do you know how much $1 billion is? Because it's, you know,
yeah.
I mean, do you know how much $1 million and $100 million and $800 million? And
what song is this?
Why are we doing this? What is
this? Yeah.
Is this Back to Cats?
I don't know. Oh, train. Oh, because we've got the National Railroad Museum people coming in. Great pumpkin train.
All right, that's what we're doing.
Hey, not to be confused with Chicken Train. Remember Chicken Train?
And I get accused.
Chicken Train in my brain.
And I get accused
that
of not. No.
Ozark Mountain Dairy Devils.
So I like those guys.
My name is Mayor. Back after this.
Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street, the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Inez de la Quatera. A near tragedy near Chattanooga, Tennessee. A FedEx cargo plane crashed last night with three people on board, all surviving without injury. The Boeing 757 jet was apparently experiencing landing gear failure during its final approach to the airport. It crash-landed and skidded off the runway. A shooting in Massachusetts strikes an innocent pregnant woman and takes the life of her baby.
Gunfire erupted in Holyoke, 90 miles west of Boston, after authorities say three people got into a fight. A stray bullet traveled through the bus, hitting the pregnant woman sitting inside. The district attorney says doctors delivered her baby, but the newborn did not survive.
ABC's Rian and Ali. Three suspects identified. It turns out they were injured in a fight that escalated. They were taken to hospitals in custody. And no winner again in last night's billion-dollar-plus Powerball jackpot. Next drawing going up to $1.4 billion Saturday night for the third-largest prize in Powerball history. This is ABC News.
What advice would you give somebody that you know that's window shopping?
I'd have to say Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin plays at an MVP level in the replacement game. They came in ahead of time, measured all the windows, make sure they had all of the measurements. When the Pella people left, you had no idea they had been here. You just had the new window. They're great professionals, Gina, and some of the best in the world at what they do.
Right now, pay as low as $19 a month per window or $75 per month on patio doors. Visit PellaWI.com today.
Buck Tussle has been providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin before it was cool. Now we're celebrating the company and the bug that started it all. In honor of our mascot, Buford's birthday, and the anniversary of our company, we are giving new customers free service until 2024, and five current customers will win $1,000 each. For more details and to get Bug Tussle internet today, call 877-227-0924. That's 877-227-0924.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999. And again, 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats. And there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown.
Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Timeout!
All right! Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Well, thank you very much. Welcome back, Mino and the Mayor here. This segment brought to you by Team Pella. Team Pella is executing some incredible plays right now. Products with limited lifetime warranties. Incredible innovations like blinds and shades between the glass. Stylish windows with hidden screens that make game days a breeze. This Pella play proves to be the game-winning touchdown. Make monthly payments as low as $19 per window, $75 per patio door, and get a free quote at PellaWI.com. Whether you're looking to replace old or damaged windows and doors or just wanting to revamp the look of your home, Pella offers a wide range of styles and materials to match your home's unique design. Don't miss out. For a limited time, monthly payments are as low as $19 per window, $75 per patio door at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Get your free quote today, PellaWI.com. 6.99 APR for 120 months. Certain restrictions apply. See showroom for details. Offer ends on the 31st.
That wasn't bad. That girl yesterday did...
Michelle,
you know,
did a much nicer
much
job.
Better, but yeah, that was, yeah, you got the point across. Pella's a great deal. They got
Michelle?
Great finance.
Michelle McCormick.
She's, you know.
John, you're the pro. You did a great job. I just want to give you a hard
prime.
Time.
I don't have it anymore.
So, hey, we, great company. We have a great guest here today. Many of you, I don't want to do the survey because I'm going to, this one's a hands down, have been to the Railroad Museum. And that is a, it's on the National Historic Register, right? I mean, it's a nationally recognized train museum. Is
yes.
that true, Doug? Okay.
Yes.
I'm going to introduce you in just a second. And that is a partnership. I mean, that's the land that you're on is the City of Green Bay's property. They lease it to you for $1 a year. And you have done a great job building that up to be a attraction for, we were talking earlier how many weddings we've been to, but our guest here is Doug Grant. Doug is a 25-year volunteer. You kind of look like a conductor, too. I don't want to stereotype. Do you think he does, Johnny?
Absolutely. No okay. question. When he said he was a conductor, it's like all you need is your hat, your conductor hat, one of those big whistles, right?
Right. I should have brought it in.
Absolutely.
Okay, right. Got the mustache, and you just you look like a true train conductor. But tell us what's going on. I mean, you've had a great history. How long have you guys been there? I should know this.
Well, it started back in the mid-50s with a couple of businessmen that were just trying to actually restore, or not restore, but prevent an old steam locomotive, the Milwaukee 261, from being basically abandoned. So they were able to acquire that, take it over to the what you guys refer to commonly as Cook Memorial Park, or what we call the National Railroad Museum.
Right.
And that was basically the start of it. So
isn't that something? And that thing has grown... I don't know how much your attendance is there. Every time I'm there, there's people. You have so much history. You can learn a lot there. But one of your biggest attractions is the Eisenhower, right?
Yes. Well, one of the things about the Eisenhower train is it's some people get a little bit confused by it because they think it's the actual train that Eisenhower was on. And in reality, it's just the two cars. The engine itself was a passenger engine that was used in Europe graciously renamed the Dwight D. Eisenhower in honor of Eisenhower after the war. And when we were able to acquire both of them, it just made sense to put them together.
Right.
I like the Josephine. The mother's name was Josephine. I always just thought that would have been great for her to see that train there. You know, I've always thought it would be fun, though. Going back to the old days, we had Tony Walters on, longtime writer for the Green Bay Press Gazette. Oh, yeah. And he's written all kinds of different books about his dad's days as a sports writer in Green Bay. Mm-hmm. And it talks about going on the trains to the different, like, they'd get on the train here in Green Bay and go to New York. And,
oh, all kinds of excursions, yeah.
Absolutely, and how much fun those trips were with the team, traveling with a team like that. Wouldn't that be fun to go back and experience something like that?
And right here, Titletown. You know, the train depot, right? That's a restaurant now, but right,
yes.
That's where people would gather. They get on. They had the little baggage room there, and
back in the day, yeah,
right.
Thousands of people would turn out to welcome them home.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
But we can still live a piece of that at the Railroad Museum by taking the train ride, right?
Oh yes, we actually offer the train ride. It's basically during the summer, late spring to early fall. We just finished up our daily train operation, but we are still running on weekends, so. It's not too late that if you wanted to go out and take a train ride with us, we still offer that train ride on weekends. And one of the other big attractions we have right now is a collaboration between us and the Terror on the Fox, one of the premier haunted houses in the area, where they actually utilize our train to get to the haunted house as well as haunt the train. So
that is a scary ride. I've done that.
That is so popular. It's incredible.
It is.
I've actually operated the train for quite a few years on that. I haven't done it recently, but on the train is about as far as you get me.
Me too.
Yeah.
So that's, you have a lot of stuff going on. But tell us, I want to talk about that haunted house, but I want to talk about the Great Pumpkin Train. Tell me, the families, when does that kick off, or how's that going?
The Great Pumpkin Train, it's two weekends. Actually, it's two Saturdays throughout the year. Years ago, we used to have it on a weekend. It was a Saturday and a Sunday. We've refined that back to where most people tend to appreciate that more on Saturdays. So we've got it for two Saturdays coming up here this month. It's a great opportunity because it's a wonderful family opportunity,
right,
to where you can go in there, do all kinds of crafts. There's some shows. There's magic shows. We've got a couple of entertainers there that sing songs and stuff for them, as well as the traditional train ride where you take the train to our pumpkin patch to bring home your very own pumpkin.
That is awesome that we do that, or that you do that, I should say. That's available, you know, right here. You know, it's just, it's a slice of life. It's kind of a little bit of a throwback. Riding a train, you just can't do that, like Johnny said, like we used to do that.
No, it's one of the premier family-type opportunities where you can actually spend a lot of quality family time there, enjoying some nostalgia of riding the old trains and seeing the wonderful things that the museum has to offer.
Right. Doesn't the Polar Express sell out, like, in hours? Isn't it crazy, that one?
We've been doing the Polar Express for, I don't recall the exact date, but it's been over 18 years now that I've been part of that. And every year it sells out. Some years it's taken a lot longer. Last year we thought we were doing great when it sold out in just under 24 hours.
Wow.
This year it sold out in 3.5 hours.
Unbelievable. 3 hours. You
might want to add another ride. Yeah. So we're talking with Doug Grant here. Doug Grant is a 25-year volunteer and a conductor and has a lot to do with the National Railroad Museum, which is right off Broadway.
Basically at the end of Cormier. Cormier to the river, that ends right in front of it.
It's right there. And great parking, great facilities. And you do other things besides the events you have there. You have weddings, you have corporate events, political fundraisers.
You know what I thought was eerie? I had to speak there one time and do a book signing when they're having the World War II reenactment.
Mm-hmm.
And that was so, I'm walking in, and here comes this armored personnel carrier with these Nazi-looking soldiers on it that looked so authentic. It was mind-boggling. Yeah. It literally was. Do you remember that one?
Yeah. That was many, many years ago. In fact, most of the reenactments we did there took place where the Terror on the Fox is right now.
Okay.
Doug, when people come and have visited your museum, if there's not an event going on, it's open just for the public. It's a museum, right?
It's open year-round,
right?
Yes.
And have you added something new lately, or was that a few years ago? I remember reading something about a new attraction that was added or refurbished. Did you refurbish a car?
We are constantly in the process of refurbishing cars.
Okay.
The car that we're working on right now is actually an old post office car that we hope to have restored and actually be part of our exhibits here in the next couple of months.
Awesome.
How do you transport something like that?
Well, let me tell you, you don't put it in your backpack.
You certainly don't. You don't sit on the back of a semi. How do you transport a train car?
Well, actually, probably the most famous one, we were talking about that a few minutes ago, is the Dwight D. Eisenhower train.
Right.
A little history on that was a few years back, the actual engine was part of the British railway line, and England decided that they wanted to throw a party for that train, and they decided, you know what, we want to bring them all home. Now think about that for a second. A locomotive, a steam locomotive, going from Green Bay, Wisconsin back to England. That did not fit in your backpack.
That's incredible.
It takes a lot of work, a lot of effort, a lot of specialty people to do pull off a thing like that. But we've actually got a set of rail tracks that go into the museum, so we can pretty much roll anything in and out of the museum. We just have to coordinate it with some of the rail lines in the area.
You know, one of my early memories is when my brothers would go off to in the Army, and it was the old 400, I believe, was the route from mm-hmm. Upper Michigan down to Chicago into Milwaukee. And over at the old depot, there was a big map showing the whole thing. It was like the uppermost northern reach of the Upper Peninsula where it would start and finish and then go all the way down to Chicago. And every time I see that depot back in my hometown, you go back in time and you think about what a magical time that was when that train would pull in or that train would pull out. Whole different feeling than being in an airport.
Totally.
It was it was a magical feeling. And that's why I'm glad that so many places have restored or at least kept the original buildings going. I mean, sometimes mm-hmm. they're antique places or whatever, whatever, but there's some, that's a little slice of Americana, those old depots that needs to be preserved.
We get a lot of people that ask us about our depot at the museum because when the museum first started out, the depot was the actual very first building they built. It never worked as a depot, but for the very first building that we housed our offices in and for the museum, it just made sense to start off with a depot for us.
So. Absolutely.
And Doug, I want to ask you, your thoughts, someone who's been in the industry for 25 years, what your thoughts are on reviving passenger rail. But before I get to that, I want to talk a little bit more about all the events you have coming up. Johnny mentioned Polar Express, which, you know, is sold out?
Oh, yeah.
3 hours.
Three and a half. You got to get that half.
Okay.
All right.
But hey, something I took the kids to all the time was that Festival of Trees. Let's just talk about how that is really bringing the community together.
The Festival of Trees, it's a, in years past, we've usually geared toward try to have about 70 trees there that are each decorated by different organizations throughout the community, from businesses to volunteer organizations, and these trees are scattered throughout the entire museum. This year, we've actually raised the ante on it. I believe we got over 80 trees this year, so we're trying to expand that more, but it's something that it starts off actually just before Thanksgiving, and it runs throughout the rest of the year into Christmas, and to as soon as the new year comes out, that's when we phase it into our next exhibit scenario. But the Festival of Trees is something that a lot of people look forward to every year. It's a great opportunity to get the Christmas spirit in.
Well, we're going to talk about, I'm sure, in the next few weeks about, you know, some people are like, I'm not into the Christmas spirit. Well, sometimes you got to work a little bit on it. But you attend something like your event at the National Railroad Museum, and you see all these trees, and, you know, sometimes Santa shows up, and that's just a very, very cool
sometimes
thing.
Sometimes
Santa shows up. I don't want to get the kids too excited. I'm going to get the kids too excited if he's not going to be there. He could be working on the gifts. And, you know, the Dudley Birder Corral thing at the Widener. There's just a lot of things in our community that can help with the holidays. And you can do more than one. And I just think that is a great, great thing that you do there. And for those of you who, I don't think a lot of people have been to that, but you can get some really good ideas out there too to decorate your home.
Fabulous idea. One of the interesting ones that this was a few years back was the actual Brown County Library. They built an entire tree out of books. I would have never thought of that.
That's cool.
There's just all these different elements out there to where you see trees that you would have never thought about decorating.
Right, and
that
you can
way.
Maybe take some of that into your own home. And
yes.
We got a lot of ideas from you guys, and we just our kids always love that. And they vote with little pennies. You still do that?
Yep.
That's cool. John was going to build a tree. That's right.
No, I'm a little bit lost. By the way, I just got to tell you, I'm glad we didn't do something.
Saw that. Johnny and I. So Johnny and I support.
This is when you're talking about building a tree out of books.
Oh, that's what you were looking
we're
at.
We're working
okay.
with the Breast Cancer Foundation, mm-hmm. where they want people to build bras basically out of different materials and everything like that.
We built one ourselves.
Did you guys do one?
Yep.
They had to do one out of Barnwood, and we didn't have to.
We ran out of
because now I saw some of the ones that people answered.
I saw that too,
holy
Johnny.
Cow!
Oh, yeah.
What did you guys build yours out of?
Well, actually, it's you might say it's a mini conductor.
Oh, yep. Cool.
Cool. Yeah, pocket watch, the ticket punch, the whole outfit. So
I think this
all centered around the bars.
I'm kind of glad that the wires got crossed because we had no business being in that competition.
No, a whole different level of artistic talent than what we have.
Yeah. But Doug at the National Railroad Museum, tell me again this great pumpkin thing. When does that kick off? And then how do we access your? Is it the website or give us some contact information? We're going to have you stick around, but are we or no?
Yes. No, we can't.
All right. Give us some information on how we can contact you.
It's easiest way is just go on to the website for the nationalrrmuseum.org. We have a complete website there to where they can give you all the information you need right there on the website.
So. Nationalrrmuseum.org.
Yes.
It's all on there. Some stuff may be sold out, but a lot of stuff isn't. And we got to get the families out there. Grandma, it's for everybody. It's so accessible.
Yes.
It's easy to walk around, not a lot of steps. It's just, you really know what you're doing out there.
Totally handicapped accessible, so don't let that stop you.
All right. Thank you for coming in. And thanks for what you're doing for the community. That is a real treasure here in Green Bay. And we appreciate you being in, and we'll help support that. Thanks for coming in,
Doug. Thank you very much.
All right.
Back right after this.
Test your home for radon. Radon causes lung cancer, and half the homes in Green Bay test high. Request a free tester at newradon.com. newradon.com. Get a free test kit now.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and
over and over and over and over, then surely you'll check NHTSA.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Your updated forecast, chance for scattered rain showers today, otherwise overcast. High of 72, southwest winds, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Slight chance for scattered showers again tonight. Lows level off around 45, mainly clear skies. Scattered rain showers likely tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 56. Cloudy, dry with temperatures a bit below average Saturday and Sunday, and highs in the low 50s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 51.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW.
Here at 6:50 on a Thursday morning, 97.9 FM, 1590 AM WGBW, 98.3 FM, 1100 AM WISS. On a beautiful morning, Packers, of course, have the weekend off. Almost like a little bit of a bye weekend. Monday night in Las Vegas.
It's going to be tough.
Yeah, they're getting healthy, though. They're getting healthy.
And
they needed this little bit of a break.
Who are they going up against?
Devontae. Yeah, they'll be all right. They'll be all right. You're going to get a W in that game. We got former Packer quarterback Randy Wright coming on in just a little bit to talk about what he's seen so far in the progression of a young quarterback, Jordan Love, who I really do like and I'm still a big fan of and I think is going to be absolutely sensational in his career.
I hope you're right.
See what Aaron Rodgers is saying? He's going to be back this year. He's like killing it in rehab and whatever, whatever. And yeah, we'll see about that. So anyway, you know what we haven't done in a while? We haven't done any trivia that I can beat you on. Oh. So, Todd, how are we doing on that?
I got some.
Here we go.
Oh, boy.
Time for Thursday morning pub trivia. You know how this works.
Yes,
I do. These could be questions about anything. We'll see how you guys do this morning.
Who are we playing for, Todd?
I don't have anybody yet, but if we'd like to have some people play, you can text us right now from our Civic Media app. Download the app. Choose the station, WGBW or WISS. Lower right-hand corner is the text button. Just say you want to play with John or Jim.
Yes.
And whoever wins, you will win a gift card from us here at the Mino and the Mayor Show. You ready?
Yes.
Ready.
All right.
Here we go.
Question number one. This animal has a beaver's tail, feet like an otter, lays lizard-like eggs, and shoots poison from its feet.
Porcupine.
Hold on. I'll give you some choices. Is it a long-billed lizard, a kangaroo, a platypus?
Platypus.
Or a horned African goose?
It's a platypus.
Didn't I say that?
Nope.
No, you said porcupine.
Oh, I said porcupine.
Nope, you said porcupine.
You said porcupine.
It is a platypus, isn't it?
As Jim would say, check the tape on that.
What is it? What is it?
It's a platypus.
Thank you. We all know that.
All right.
Oh, we all know
John's got a point. Mm-hmm. All right. This metal is the most abundant metallic element on the surface of the Earth and Moon.
Iron.
I'll give you some choices. Iron, aluminum, zinc, or tin?
I'm going with iron. Iron ore.
I'm going with iron, too.
No, it's zinc. Aluminum. No I point on that one.
I thought those were all alloys. I didn't know aluminum was an actual thing on its own.
Ready for question number three?
Neither does Todd, obviously.
Yeah.
Question number three.
Isn't tin aluminum and lead?
John, is that periodical chart that
you're
talking about?
Because when I was a welder, I had to learn about things like this, what you could weld and what you can't weld.
And now you're in radio, so what does that tell
you? Well, I wasn't a professional welder. I told you I was self-taught. That's why my crotch cut on fire that time. Remember I told you?
You did. Too early for that.
I don't think I've heard that.
You never heard that?
It's
6:53. I set my crotch on fire.
Yes. Thank you, John. All right, Todd, you got the floor.
Just being honest.
Oh, my gosh. Sure the vision's in my head. Number three. This disease is caused by a diet that lacks vitamin C.
Scurvy.
Is it ocular degeneration, ocular ulcer, rickets, or scurvy?
I got to go with John.
Scurvy is correct.
Thank you very much.
John gets that one.
Thank you very much.
All right. Question number four out of five.
Are we
going to
wait? Are we going to shout out, blurt
out
the answers?
Do you know what? Okay.
Because I don't think this is, that's like fair, because I got
Listen, you shout out.
We have to set the rules. You guys always change the rules in the middle of our trivia. As soon as I start gaining ground, it's like, well, so.
You've got no ground to gain here. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Let me ask this. What did scurvy lead to as a nickname for an ethnicity of people?
What did scurvy...
That was used very prominently in World War II.
Scurvy. So they called a group of people something that has to do with scurvy?
Yes.
In World War II?
Yes.
I don't know.
Limeys for the British. Because what they used to do, the British...
That's right.
Yeah. Navy and everything, they used to take crates and crates of limes so that the sailors wouldn't get scurvy. So when they got the nickname Limeys, the Americans gave them the nickname Limeys.
Boy, that is, we're going to use that never. Yeah, thank you, John.
What do you mean never? I'll put that
in my next set of questions next
thank
time.
Thank you.
All right, number four. Let's wait till the choices are given. Okay. The animal produces their own sunscreen. This animal produces their own sunscreen in the form of a sticky reddish sweat. Is it a meerkat, a howler monkey, a pygmy pig, or a hippopotamus?
I'm with the pygmy.
Oh, Todd, so am I.
No, that is a hippopotamus.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe you should stop cheating and looking at my answers.
And number five, now here's the thing. This one's double or nothing, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Who's in the lead, by the way?
John's got two. I've given Jim one.
Okay.
All right.
So do we have to wait till all the answers?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, let's do this, though. Let's not blurt out. Let's write it down.
Okay.
All right.
Because I feel like whatever I say, he's going to go
with. And he's always looking at my paper.
Yeah, here we go.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the $1,000 bill features who on the bill? Ulysses S. Grant.
You said, let me look.
Ulysses S. Grant, right? Grover Cleveland. Teddy Roosevelt or Franklin Roosevelt? Again, $1,000 bill, Ulysses S. Grant, Grover Cleveland, Teddy Roosevelt, or Franklin Roosevelt? And I'm going to start.
Not Grant.
I'm going to start with the mayor, former mayor Jim Schmidt.
I'm going with Teddy Roosevelt.
Teddy Roosevelt. What do you got, John?
Teddy Roosevelt. Oh!
No. Grover Cleveland.
Really?
Was on the $1,000
bill. What did he do? How does he deserve that?
Right.
Yeah.
Name me one good thing Grover Cleveland ever did.
I don't know.
I can't think. When was he even president?
Was he president?
Was he? You know what I mean?
Oh, this is not. All right.
Wow. John's the winner today. So whoever was playing along with John today wins the gift card. Yep.
I think I'm undefeated.
No, you're not.
I think I am. We've been doing this now for 3 or 4 months.
I know, this is getting old.
Todd, am I undefeated?
I think Jim won one week.
I did.
Because he had a week where he did really well, and we were all surprised with the TV stuff.
I was guessing
some of the music.
Like, right, the TV
not Dynasty, Dynasty, but I guess Dallas. Remember that, John?
You did. Theme music for the TV
theme
shows.
Music, so. Anyway, so I want to, before we move on, I know we got Randy coming on. That's going to be great, this Throwback Thursday, but... I just want to thank Doug for coming in again from the National Railroad Museum. And really, you should go online to that nationalrrmuseum.org. That's just a great, it really kicks off this month with the Pumpkin Fest and then, of course, the trees and the Polar Express, which is sold out. But anyway, that I want to thank him for coming.
I've never ridden on a train.
Do you even take the train from like Green Bay to Manitowoc to Sheboygan? They had a train that ran when we were kids.
No, they didn't have it in the UP.
Oh, that's right. No, I took the train.
Did you?
Huh?
I never have. I'd love to. I'd love to do one of those Amtrak things. I think that'd be fun.
I'll tell you what a good trip is, you guys, is San Francisco to LA on the train.
Really?
It's 8 hours, but it's beautiful. That is.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Get your little club car.
You know, one time I went to take my daughters up to, I was so mad, to Crandon. They've got that train, and it was closed on Sundays. Why would you have a tourist thing that's closed on Sunday? Drove two hours up there, and I was steaming hot. It's back in the days I used to have a little bit of temper, and it was like...
Says last weekend?
Nuts. Randy Wright will be joining us, former Packer quarterback, to talk about what's going on with the Pack. Mino and the Mayor on a Thursday morning, back right after this. You can't sleep, you can't eat.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC.